Blog Talk Radio.
Well, God bless you. Welcome again. This is your host, Bishop Poole. We are always glad to have you and you wherever you might be. We thank God for you. As you call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We are always happy to have you and you wherever you might be. Amen. The believing is everything. Believing is everything. Father, we ask you to bless this program as always. Lord, we know you're able to do everything but fail. Lord, we ask you to stretch your hand of deliverance upon each and every one. All our listeners, wherever they might be, oh God, break every yoke that are binding them, build them up where they've been torn down. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the things that you're going to do. And we thank you, Lord, for look upon those that are sick, because you have all power in your hands. In Jesus' name, Lord. And we thank you for helping us, Lord. Believing is everything. Believing is everything. And that's what we are in this subject, in this study. Amen. Welcome. Welcome again to the Doctrine of Truth. Amen. We will listen to the men's of standard. Amen. Stand in your will. Stand in your will, Lord. And this is what believing is everything. What Jesus had said, amen, in the book of Mark, in the 11 chapter 11 and 24, he said, therefore I say unto you, whatsoever thing you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Amen. In order to, amen, to we'll set the foundation as always. Amen. Those of you that is calling in for the first time, we thank God for you. Amen. You normally, we always give you an area code and last four digits once we open up the studio. Amen. So but right now we usually go through scriptures. But our desire, amen, to bring you the truth from the grassroots level, that all listeners could call in and share their biblical experience so we all can grow thereby. Amen. We all want to grow. Amen. In Christ. Amen. Proverbs said in 27:17 that iron sharpens iron. Amen. That's our desire. Amen. And Proverbs 24:6 says, the multitude of counselors, their safety. Amen. God is a God of communication. Because in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word is God. And Jesus, amen, is God. Word. We're walking among us. Amen. He showed us and he left his word and he left his word, amen. And we are searching and looking after his word, amen, coming together, amen. Matthew's 18 chapters, there were two or three, come together in his name. There he be in the midst. Amen. It's good to have surroundings, fellowship, prayer partners, associate. Amen. It doesn't have to be same denomination, but it should be those that believe in God. They believe and trust in God and God's Son. And that's what we're going to discuss. Amen. Help us to believe. Helping us to believe always. Amen. We seek to talk down to an understanding level. Amen. Not rebuking anyone or going above their spiritual growth. But we're always seeking to, amen, in a common area to help and love one another in this discussion. We utilize 2 Timothy 3 and 16. Amen. With Paul was telling Timothy, all scriptures is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for correction, for reproof, for inspiration in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfectly complete and thoroughly equipped, amen, in every good work. Amen. So we utilize all the Bible, all scripture. The Bible consists of scriptures. Amen. All scriptures. Amen. And Jesus said one time in the book of Luke that he came in the scripture, was written of him. Amen. In the book of Moses. Amen. So that covers, amen, the Old Testament. That covers, amen, the Old Covenant. So Jesus came and he took away all, amen, all the work that we need to do to be saved. He took away all the concern. In the book of St. Luke, the 24th chapter, amen, to back up 2 Timothy 3 and 16, Jesus was talking to the disciples after he rose from the dead. In St. Luke 24 and 44, and then he said to them, these are the words which I spoken to you while I was yet still with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. Amen. And he opened up their understanding that they may comprehend the scriptures. And thus it was said to them, thus it is written, and thus it is necessary for Christ to suffer, and that he rise from the dead the third day, that repentance and remission of sins should be preached. Amen. So we work from, amen, all the Bible. In other words, we believe in all the Bible. Amen. So when you begin to study, amen, Paul told Timothy to study, to show thyself approved unto God. Amen. A workman needeth not be ashamed. Don't be ashamed because you do your research. Your research, when you study, this is for your soul. Amen. So you want to get a thorough knowledge of God and his Son. Amen. When John 3:16 came about, you want to know why. Amen. From Genesis all the way up to Matthew's, why God sent his Son. The only story in the Bible, always the whole story, amen, from Genesis to Revelation, about God sent his Son, and the Son set up the church, amen, and we have salvation. And that's the whole story, amen. But all these different proofs, amen, all these different analogies and, amen, that, and examples and parables, amen, the whole story, one story, the whole Bible. So Jesus came in all the scriptures. Amen. One man don't have it all. So we're talking about belief is everything. Everything, it's a panacea, belief. You believe in God. Amen. God had given me the book of John to teach to a patient terminally ill. So you read the book of John, and as you read the book of John, underline the word belief. Amen. So when you can take it, it was in the hospital, say, take your time and, you know, just go through it. Amen. And read it. The doctors didn't know what they had, you know, whatever it was. Amen. And God had healed many people because it builds their belief. Amen. John is a book of belief that builds, amen, and is structured to build your faith. So we want to go to the fact that how can we find belief from a grassroots level? Amen. First, we want to adjust, amen, to address the word belief. Belief is means taking. Webster Dictionary says that is a verb. It means to take as truth. Amen. It's a belief. It takes as truth. You believe something. Amen. You took it as true. Whatever your experience was, whatever. Amen. We took it as true. Whatever you're doing. Amen. You believe that's your opinion, and you believe it as true. Amen. This is true to you. Amen. But somehow, some way, your foundation, amen, you have come to the opinion, whatever you're doing, driving a car, and you believe that this is the right side of the road, amen, I experienced that. I wasn't driving another place. I said, no, I can't drive on the right-hand side. Amen. I have to believe, amen, where I know it's true. Amen. We're going to take some scriptures, as always. Amen. Those of you want to view this broadcast again as well, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries, blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries, or you can go to our website, www.JCIMinistries.com. Amen. I'm sorry, .org. www.JCIMinistries.org. Amen. You can find on our website, and you go down the bottom of the page. Amen. You can find us then. You can also, as you go to Blog Talk Radio, we have many more programs there over the years, and you can 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Amen. You can tap in and listen to these different studies. We thank God for you and you, wherever you are. Thank God for seeing you tonight, today, wherever you might be. Amen. Those calling into the first time, we always, when we get into open up the studio, amen, after we give some scriptures, amen, we always call your area code and your last four digits. There are some men and women in the Bible, amen, because we consider the Bible, amen, is the final word of God, the final word of God. And you always hear me express to the fact that the Bible that you have, amen, that is your spiritual food. Amen. You are more spiritual now once you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior because of the fact, amen, you've been born. Your inner man has been reborn. Amen. Now you're more, amen, aware of things in the spirit world. Now you'll be more aware of eternal life and hell. Amen. Now you're more aware of the demonic problems and situation. So this plague and thing that we're going through throughout the world, it's throughout the world, it's not in one part of the world, it's throughout the world, it's demonic. Amen. This spirit of plague that Jesus was saying is happening, this sickness, amen, is demonic. It's all over the world, and it's setting the ground for the Antichrist. The Antichrist is setting the groundwork. And you can see those who don't believe in what they can see death, they see sickness, but yet and still they do not believe, amen, that this was a part of reality. They just believe it's somebody lying to them. This is a demonic spirit, and the devil is a bottom. He is the author of death anyway. And God came that we have life. Amen. That's why, amen, believing in God. Believing in God is everything. And notice in the book of Matthew, the book of Hebrews, and we want to read it Amen. We have a comparative Bible. We have the King James Amplified Bible, the New International Standard Bible, the American Standard Bible, and the New International Bibles. There's all type of Bibles, amen, that you should invest in. A Bible dictionary, a Bible concordance, amen. You can have some commentaries, amen. All of this to help you get understanding, amen, because understanding brings strength. Once you understand something, you grasp it, amen. Now you have a purpose why you believe. And we want to help you to get a purpose in this study why you believe in God. And many of you do already believe in God. Let me show you here, amen. And let's read that Amplified 11:6. But without faith, it's impossible to please and be satisfied to him, satisfactory to him. For whosoever cometh to God must necessarily believe that God exists and that he is a rewarder to those who earnestly and diligently seek him. Amen. Amen. We find it in the King James said, Hebrews 11:6. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is. He is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Many of you already know to love God, you know God. Amen. The information you have gotten from your birth, amen, before you choose a church home or before you accepted, amen, God as your Lord and Savior through his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. You know there was a God. You know there was a God. Amen. The book of James, the 2nd chapter and the 9th verse say, you believe that there is one God. You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. Amen. The devil know there's a God because God created him. Amen. There was nothing made that was made. In the Gospel according to John, there was nothing made that was made. God created everything. The Word, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. There was nothing made that was not made. Everything, God created everything. So the devil know, amen, Lucifer know, amen, there's a God. He don't serve him. He rebelled against him. Amen. He was a big from heaven. Amen. Because he wanted to go above God, and amen. He was selfish and self-centered, and he got other people to go along with him. Amen. Got the other demons to go along with him. So they was evicted out of heaven. Amen. So the devil know there's a God. And there are many people, amen, even you, through your relationship with people, amen, and religion, they always talk about gods. But one thing they didn't talk about, amen, the one that created everything, heaven and the earth. This is the God we're talking about. Amen. Even the book of Genesis, serpent came to Eve and did convince her, if you eat of this tree, amen, because God trying to hide something from you and Adam, amen, you'll be like God, like gods. G-O-D-S, small g. You'll be like gods. You'll know everything. And he calls her to eat of the tree. So this doctrine, this teaching about gods, amen, is through the root, amen. The creation of man when he fell, it's all down, amen, through our bloodstream. But what really happened, amen, when Jesus came on the scene, amen. Let me reverse that. When Abraham, God called Abraham and told Abraham, because Abraham and his father-in-law was making idols. They made a living off of idols. Amen. False gods. And the first commandment, thou shalt have no other God, run strong all through the land. Amen. And God told them to get out of town. Take your family and get out and leave there. Get out of here. Amen. So God, worshiping God, amen, birthmarks and birthdays and Halloween and anything, rabbit's foots and dead foots and you know, salt. You worship it. It's in you to worship something. Amen. So what happened in here, Amen. If you believe in God through his son, Jesus Christ, accept his son, Jesus Christ, amen, it's everything. You can move mountains. Amen. You can move things. Amen. As Hebrews said, amen, if you come to God and believe that he is, amen, he rewards you. You come to God and believe that he is, he's a rewarder. Amen. Notice in Mark, and this was Mark 11:24, therefore I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask when you pray, believe, have a conviction when you talk to God, and you shall receive what you ask for. Amen. Amen. In Mark 9:23, and Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to them that believe. Amen. You believe there's a God. You believe in God through Jesus Christ. If you can believe God and accept his son, Jesus, amen, because he's the door, he's the key to heaven. He died for us, made everything easy. But if you believe God, you can accept Jesus Christ. So, well, how can I get this belief? Well, if you accept the reality that God lived because of the information you heard around you, you look at the stars and the moon, and you know there's a great creator. Amen. He sent his son, John 3:16. He sent his son, and his son, amen, is God wrapped up in the flesh. His son is communication. His son is the word. And the more the word, more the study of the word be in you, amen, it grows. It grows. Many of us, you still have the faith in God, and when it comes to Jesus Christ, you kind of stumble a little bit because the enemy, he brings up doubt. And that's where, amen, the spiritual warfare began because, Jesus ain't going to do nothing. God ain't going to do nothing. The church, they throw the church up. When they start throwing the church up, this is like throwing Jesus up in your way. When they put doubts in the church, it put doubts in your faith. It put doubts in your belief in God. Because God sent Jesus, and Jesus set up, bought the church. And through the church, believing in Jesus Christ and all the rights and all the power came through the church, and God gave it through his son. Then his son gave it through the Holy Spirit to give to you. And you have the power. Many times we talk about you just don't utilize your power because you feel some way, somehow, that there's a disconnect between you and God. There's no disconnect between the church and God. Jesus is God. If you can flip that, the negativity over, amen, and try it sometime. So I believe God. And talk to God and say, well, now in Jesus' name, Lord, in Jesus' name. Many of you, amen, that have conquered many things because you overlook the problem ahead of you and gave it to God. When you be confronted with problems, just don't look at the problem. Look ahead of the problem. Amen. Case in point, amen, during the holidays and all, if you keep looking out and say, well, amen, I know it's cold. I know I don't have what it is, amen, to do this, but I'm going to think positive, and I'm going to overlook this short period of time, amen, ahead of this virus and be prepared for the greater thing God got for me, amen. And when you look ahead with Christ, Paul said, I can do all things in Christ, amen, that's strengthened, amen. You talk to God, amen, through his son Jesus. Amen. And say, Lord, help me. And you begin to overlook, amen, not rejecting reality, but you set your mind, amen, to just not take these things personally, amen, to where you feel there's no life. We all need a purpose to live. We put all our purpose in God, but God wants you to put all your purpose in Jesus. Love Jesus with all your heart, your mind, and soul, amen, and see what he produced. Amen. Through reality, God worked through people. He worked through people. That's why Jesus came as a person. Jesus came down here as a person, and he walked among us, and he was a baby. Amen. His family, he was subject to his family. God picked a righteous family. It was an abusive family. Amen. So God is always working with people. He always working with people to work. Amen. To help you. God got your answer, but you're isolating yourself because you don't believe he works through people. You want to look for an angel to come. Amen. Like in book of Acts in 10, Cornelius, amen. The book of Acts, if the centurion soldier, amen. He loved God. He gave. He loved God, and he helped people. He gave alms. He gave to the poor. Amen. And he helped the people. Cornelius. And God sent a man. God sent an angel and told Cornelius to send some men to go down to Joppa and get old man Peter. See, God worked through people. You might get a call, a letter. You might have an impulse to go down to the road, to go shopping, go up the street. Amen. Because you don't want to have a stop sign of doubt and confusion when the devil will bring up. Amen. Because God worked through people. Jesus, amen, was a human. And God worked through Jesus. So, number one, God worked through people. Amen. God worked through communication. Amen. If you believe in God, and you should not stop. Amen. Say, well, if God, I'm going to talk to God. God not overlook, he's not going to overlook Jesus. He done died on the cross and rose from the dead. Amen. He's not going to overlook the church. He's going to come to you through those avenues of people, his word, your vision and dreams. And he wants you to go that same avenue. There ain't but one way to God and one way to blessing. If you believe in God, Jesus told Thomas in St. John 14, he said, Thomas, I've been so long time with you. Amen. When you see me, you see God. You see the Father. Amen. So believing, if you can tie in the way you believe in God, when you hit your feet, amen, and when you something happens, you say, oh, Lord, oh, God, come to Jesus Christ. Knowing that you're talking to Jesus Christ, amen. How you do that? By the more you practice. Amen. This human body and this mind got to be reprogrammed. Paul said we got to renew it. Amen. We got to reprogram it. Amen. Knowing that when you say God, you're saying Jesus, because why? You accepted him. You accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Amen. Yes, you did you did what he asked you to do. Amen. You believe God. God loved you. Amen. He sent his son. He died for you. He paid all the bills for you spiritually. Amen. All of them had a record. Everybody in the world had a record. There's no man that without sin. Everybody sinned. Romans 3 said, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Amen. We all had sinned. That's why Jesus came. Nobody can walk around and say, I never sinned. That's a number of the lie from the devil. Believing in God, the more you improve your knowledge of him, the more you give yourself to the word and study, amen, just like you practice on driving a car, you know how it was when you first started out, or you know how you when you get a new job, yes, you might feel a little, you know, abandoned, a little, with no friends on the job, and amen, you get to familiar with the environment like we're having now, amen, that many of you come into Christ, you had to isolate yourself from certain environment, certain people, amen. So same thing happening now, whether we have a mask and be careful not to go around people that don't believe in viruses, they don't believe they don't get sick, amen. Then after a while, what happened? We hope they don't. Amen, because this is a deadly thing. Sin is deadly more than the virus. Amen. The virus we can overcome through the blood of Jesus. God has given the church the power, the people, pray for the sick. Amen. Give chapter of James. They call for the elders of the church. And all through the Bible, Jesus came, amen, healing the sick, leprosy. Amen. Leprosy Amen. If you've been around a leper, sometimes the skin starts falling off the bones. Amen. And the Levites and the priests, amen, gave them Moses gave them power. They know how to handle. They go into houses and tear down woods inside the house and abandon the house for a while. Say, okay, now you can go back to amen. The leprosy virus is gone. Amen. But sometimes it gets in people's body. They get isolated. The bones start falling off. But Jesus told them, and the priest told them, go down and wash. Isolate yourself. Amen. And let that thing die. Amen. So the same thing that happened, God always had the answer. The Bible always have the answer to what's going on in this world. Amen. Believing in God, believing power of healing, the church have it, the men of God have it, those that believe. Jesus said you can lay hands on the sick. In the book of Mark 16, you can lay hands on the sick, then lay hands on yourself. He didn't say what kind of disease it was. You can cast out devils. The church had the power through God. Through God. So you believe, now we need to change the channel. Flip it over. Say Jesus. I believe in Jesus. Because Jesus is God's son. You know, somebody maybe they had walked up to you and say, oh, I know your father. Somebody say, oh, that person is no good. I don't know. Wait a minute now, man. Hold on, sir. Hey, that's, what's his name? That's Abraham's sister's son. Oh, that's Abraham. Oh, okay. Hey, how you doing? Oh, I know your daddy. I know your dad. I know your mama. Once they find out, once you know that Jesus is God's son, you got the victory. You got the victory. We're talking about believing, trying to help you to grasp a revelation about believing. Amen. We're going to the studio. We got to go to the studio. We thank God for all of you in the studio. This broadcast is designed to hear from two or three people, their comments, that we can grasp from each other. Proverbs 27:17 say, iron sharpen his iron. We want to increase our faith and our understanding that we can have victory. In times like these, there'll be many more problems arising in the world, situation arising in the world, but God going to give us the power. Already he gives us the power, but it's just a matter of, amen, you're just looking up under the tree or looking up under the whatever your gift might be. And you find it, somebody told you, say, well, you know, you got a gift on the job. Or you got a gift down the street. And when you go there, you open it up. Right now, we haven't opened up the gifts God has given us. If you have, you need to use them. All right, we're going to get ready now. Those of you who are coming for the first time, if you dial 1-855-23-2252 or 1-347-215-8816, we'll call your area code, then we'll call your last four digits. We see we're at 561-1413-413.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody out there in Blog Talk Land. My brothers and my sisters, God bless you, Bishop, and every beautiful, beloved soul tonight. I would like to say I believe, I receive, and I can achieve. When I hurt myself, instead of saying the past things that I used to would say, I no longer say, oh, my Lord, help me, have mercy. All that are the things that you were saying. You talk to Jesus. You're transforming. You're changing. You're changing your talk, your speech pattern. Amen. Your vernacular is becoming spectacular. Woo, good God, your spiritual vernacular. Amen. So I thank God. That just helped me. So now I want to walk around all day saying, Jesus, 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 Jesus this, Jesus that. I just want to program myself to have Jesus, 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 Jesus on my mind, Jesus in my time, Jesus everywhere. Whoo, Lord have mercy, because I need all this going on, all these different thought patterns in the atmosphere. I need an overhaul of Jesus. Good God, not Geritol or Tylenol, but some Jesus tall. Hallelujah. God bless you.
God bless you, man.
Hallelujah.
Laughter is good for the bones and the spirit. Now, but the Proverbs say laughter is good like medicine. Amen. We enjoy that. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Once you get it in your spirit, that believing is everything. Amen. It'd be hard to stop you because you not be looking at the problem. You're looking above the problem. And you're trying to get the problem solved. Amen. Through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Paul said he can do all things. Oh, that covers a lot. All right, let's press one on your phone. We're in the studio now. If you have a comment, amen, all you have to do is talk just like you're talking on the radio. On your phone, we have you here, even though we have many people from different area codes, and we thank God for you. You will be recorded. You don't have to give your name because these be used by other people. Amen, to strengthen their walk in Christ. Amen. Sometimes you need to have a word. Amen. And sometimes you have a word, but you need confirmation. That's why the Bible said out of mouth, Jesus said out of mouth of two or three witnesses. Amen. Let my word be established. Amen. God coming back at his people. Amen. I'm sorry, but the mansions are already in heaven. You can't take that. You can't take that car and that mansion with you because God all prepared. Jesus said he's preparing cars. Now, he's not cars, but he's preparing mansions. He's preparing, amen, places, cities, amen. He won't have any viruses up there. He won't have any death, stealing, or killing up there. So God taking us to a prepared place. But while we are here, he wants you to catch on. And use the power that he give you here, the authority here. Amen. If you believe in him, amen, all you have to do is start walking out and talking and moving and put God ahead of things. And go. You don't have to walk down the street preaching and going, hey, no, don't say that. Keep it in your heart. Say, Lord, I'm going over here, and I'm looking at Matthew 7:7. Lord, you say, seek and you'll find. I'm going to be like a sparrow. I'm going to be like a bird. I'm going around. And I know I'm going to find it. I'm going to find wherever it is. I'm not restricting myself. I'm going to get on the internet. I'm going to get on the telephone. I'm going to write a letter. Amen. Because I know it's out there. All right. Press one on your phone. We're talking about believing is everything. Believing is everything. And maybe you believe. Area code 850. Last four digits, 6197. Bless you. All right, we had a bad connection. All right. We have a bad connection. All right. We thank God we have a bad connection on that one. All right. Amen. God bless you. Just press one on your phone and try to turn your volume down. Amen. Because we get feedback. Amen. But we thank God you believe. Your action.
Hello?
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 Go right ahead.
Yeah, God bless you. My phone's kind of acting up a little bit. But I believe in Jesus, and I love the Lord with all that's in me. And I ask God every day, I know what the problem, give me the solution. You know, whatever it might be, I walk by faith and not by sight. And I believe in what's right. and the righteousness will prevail in everything and in every situation. Thank God for doing this topic. People out there that he's like the gentleman from Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. That's all I know. Thank you.
All right, we thank God for that. We apologize for the little interruption, but amen. Regardless, amen. Like I say, don't give up. Amen. That's a part of your believing. Amen. You believe and really have conviction. Amen. And believe in something. You don't give up. You don't give up. Amen. Like the Lord told Joshua, he said, be strong. Be of good courage. Amen. Because you overlooking the problem. You working for a better solution. You working for a better day. You know, once you get past this situation, amen, you know that's what you're working for. That's why you believe in yourself. You believe in God. And rain come, snow come, amen. That's not going to stop you because you really believe in God. You really have that trust in God. Amen. And when people, when you have us a conviction, amen, why you believe you want a better job. But I want to get some money. Then once you get that, and what's the next step? Then you get bored. Then you say nothing to God. God done bless you and help you. Amen. No, we have to get a thorough picture. Amen. And look way out. Amen. God gonna bless you to bless others. And when you get your blessing to help others, then when you start helping others, you feel complete. Amen. So let us not just run it because there's a little problem. We need money. I need money. Or I need a better job. Why? What's the purpose? You got to have a deeper purpose that it make you look above what's in front of you. What's in front of you? Press one on your phone. Amen. We're talking about believing things. It's everything. Amen. Amen. You know, Ecclesiastes 7:12 said, amen, that wisdom is power and money is power. Amen. But knowledge, amen, is the completion of everything. Amen. Because once you get knowledge of how to get past, yes, we need money, but if you understand how to get money, and when you find out money is just a tool, amen, then you can continue to reach above, but you got to have more knowledge. Once your knowledge run out, it should run out. If you're in salvation, now you got to go to step two. Step two is that you being active in your salvation. 561, last four digits, 5981. God bless you. 5981.
Truly a believer. I'm truly a believer. And I can tell you God is what he is. Why would we worship a God that you don't believe in? God said, I am Alpha and I'm Omega. I'm the beginning and the end. And he's going to be the first and he's going to be the last. So I encourage everyone to just continue to hold on and let's continue to do the work of the God, of the Lord. Because I am a believer and God is what he said it is. Thank you.
All right. God bless you, man of God. Amen. Believers are workers. Amen. It'll motivate you. The Holy Spirit begin to move you. Amen. Once you believe in something, amen, he'll move you. Amen. Cause you to move around. Cause you to be active. Amen. Not only that, but towards others. Amen. You know how you get, you feel such a good joy. Amen. You tell when you be helping others. Because that's a giver. God is a giver. When you begin to activate that giving spirit, calling people, talking to people, taking the word. Amen. Jesus said, when I was sick, when I was hungry, that's why Food Lines is a ministry. When I was hungry, amen. When I was sick, that's a ministry. Amen. When I was naked, that's a ministry. When I was thirsty, that's a ministry. Amen. All right, press one on your phone. Amen. We're talking about believing. Believing is everything. It motivates you. Amen. It motivates you. It gives you a purpose of how to solve things, especially when you believe in God. Especially when you believe in God. Paul said, I can do all things in Christ that strengthen me. And many of the disciples and apostles many years ago, they had to walk. They was on ships. Amen. They rode donkeys. Amen. They didn't have the cars like we have now. Amen. Those men and women constantly moved. Amen. They moving. Amen. You don't need to work. You can't work to get saved. You got to believe in God through his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. But in action, the step two, the enemy stopping a lot of people activating, amen, activating their salvation walk, their victory walk. That's what we call it, victorious walk. Amen. Step two, part two of your salvation. Amen. You're moving around. You move here. You move there. Looking and seeking and talking and praying. Amen. You get that, your mind start renewing itself to the power that's in you. Amen. You begin to see how God works through people and start working through you. Amen. Press one on your phone, brethren. Thank God for you. Those of you who want to review this broadcast again, amen, you got computers, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/JCIMinistries.com. Amen. You can go to our website, www.jciministries.org. Amen. Go down to the bottom of the page and you'll find us there. Believing in everything. You believe in God. You believe in God. If you believe in God, the Creator, you don't have no problem with Jesus Christ. Because he's the one who loved you regardless of what. Before you was born, Jesus loved you. God died for you. Before you was born, Jesus died for you. And nothing you can do. He loved you as you are right now. Right now, wherever you're sitting, wherever you talk, amen. God love you right now. Whatever you're doing or saying or whatever your shortcoming is, he love you. 561, area code, last four digits, like it's 1086. 1086. Bless you.
Amen. Grace and peace. Grace and peace be unto you all tonight. Amen. I'm sorry for coming on so late. Amen, but I wasn't able to dissect the lesson on tonight. I'm in the middle of to a service tonight, so pray for me. I will be in service tonight here in Lake Worth, Lantana in Congress, and I will also be preaching Sunday, the 11 o'clock hour. So I was trying to make a commitment tonight to at least get on and to greet the people tonight. I know the time is far spent, so I thank God for everybody in their respectful places. Thank God for Dr. Truth tonight. But I do believe that the word went forth tonight, so I just wanted to greet the people in Jesus' name, and that's my few words, amen, tonight. And I'm sorry I came on so late, but I'm in the middle of going to service myself right now. So I just thank God for you tonight, Dr. Truth and everybody. Good night, everybody.
All right. God bless you. Talking about belief. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Good to have you. Amen. Belief, amen, will not stop you. Belief motivates people. Amen. It motivates people. It moves people. When you believe, amen, this lady, amen, came to Jesus. She was a Gentile, and Jesus is a Jew. And he was healing, and she came. She wanted Jesus to heal her daughter. And he said, no, this is, you know, I can't give you the children's bread. Amen. Healing is the bread of the church. it's the spiritual food. God died for healing. Amen. Your research in your research when Jesus died on the cross, all whipped up on the crown on his head, amen, bleeding in his side, amen. When he rose from the dead, amen, where were the stripes? You can write your theme paper on that. I'm going to leave that alone. Amen. Where were the stripes and the scars? All you see was the hands and the feet had holes. But what happened to all the other parts of the body? Where, when he rose? Amen. All right, you research that out. Amen. Believe. If you believe he rose from the dead and you accepted him as your Lord and Savior, you can believe in healing. Healing is in the grave. He didn't rise up with no stripes on his back and crowns all bleeding up. No, he left that in the grave. With our sins, he rose. The Holy Ghost rose Jesus from the dead and quickened his mortal body. He quickened us. Every time God give you that quickening, that your song or hymn, you feel that quickening power in you. Amen. You feel the Spirit of God on you, around you. Amen. You know. You believe. You don't have to feel him, but he'll let you know. Amen. He's there. He's there. He said, I'll never leave you. He'll never leave you. Keep your mind on him. Keep your mind on him. That's one way of believing. Spiritual warfare. The enemy does not want you to look at the victory that God gives you. If you keep your mind on him, amen, he wants you to look at the problem. Amen. But you look past the problem through Jesus Christ. You don't drop the problem. Peter said, you don't cast it at God's feet. See, you know it's there, but you're looking past it. Amen. So sometimes you can sing. Sometimes you can, people wonder, why, you know, is this thing going on? So, well, I know it's here, but thank God. Anyhow, press one on your phone, brother. We can take one or two more calls. Amen. And we're talking about believing. What helped you? What's been helping you, amen, to go on in spite of? What's been helping you to focus, amen? You have to keep looking up. You ever notice the tightrope walker, amen, in the circus? And he walks. He don't look down. And once the head start looking down, it pulls the whole body down. So you have to keep looking up. Keep walking. Keep looking up. Looking ahead, looking straight ahead. He can see that rope straight ahead, that his feet is falling where his body is looking. Amen. He don't look down. He's looking straight ahead. Look it up. Amen. You keep looking straight ahead about Jesus Christ. Keep looking up. Amen. Keep looking up. Like driving through the rainstorm. But your windshield wiper, you keep driving ahead. Say, after a while, I'm going to drive through this. Amen. You keep going forward. In Christ. Press one on your phone, brethren. Amen. We're talking about believing. We're talking about believing in God now. With yourself. You got to believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. Don't let the enemy beat you down and knock you around. Amen. And put you in a stable, neutral position. Amen. He don't want you to go anywhere. Amen. Make you think there's nothing to it. Amen. The a just man. 24:16, God is on your side all the time. A just man, that's a righteous person. Because sometimes we can make mistakes. We can make wrong decisions. And the second thing that happened to you, your surroundings, the people you associate with, your center, your associating groups can have the same things happen to you. Amen. Then last of all, which we are now, the third can create problems in your life. This environment, we have storms and hurricanes and plagues, amen, and fires. And that's what Jesus said, that these are a time of sorrow. But Ecclesiastes 3rd chapter says, there's a season for everything. Excuse me. Amen. I believe we're at 561-5981. Excuse me.
I just want to encourage someone that's looking for Christ and really think it's a hard thing to do. But the Bible tells us, it says, believe on the Lord, and thou shalt be saved. So the key to salvation is believing. No matter where you're at in life, no matter how tough it seems, just believe. That's the key. Believe and then worship the Lord. God bless you.
All right. Very good points. Amen. You got to believe the gospel. You believe in God. Believe in the Lord. Amen. And worship him and be involved. Amen. You need a church home. You need to have people around you. Amen. And go to the house of prayer when you can. When you can. Whenever you can, assemble yourself. Amen. Right now with the technology, amen, we're assembling ourselves now through this technology. All kind of things are lining up for the Antichrist and the 666. And you see how the government is, amen, kind of pulling people to situations. And that's what the Antichrist, soon we come out of this season of problems that we're going through, we're going to be prepared. We're going to be prepared more so not to be caught like this again. It's just a season. It's just a season that we're going through. And God preparing his people. Amen. Those that will obey him. All right, we're going to go in prayer now. We're going to have about three prayers, short prayers. Amen. Praying for prayer change things. You believe prayer can, we can pray from a distance and it will change things. That's why we have to believe in God. All right, let's give us three short prayers. All right, you can, all right, 561-5981. Go right
ahead. Father, we want to thank you again, Lord. We want to thank you for this lesson on tonight. Father, we ask you, God, to those that unbelievers, to touch their heart, dear Lord, to give them that believing mind. And those that believe us, let us continue to stand in the word of God. God bless you.
We have another prayer. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, for what you're doing and what you're going to do, Lord. We ask you to stretch your hand of deliverance, oh God, upon the audience we have. Oh God, reaching, oh God, all over this state. Oh God, wherever their family, wherever their homes and what they're going through. But we know you're able. We bind Satan in the hand. We bind those demonic spirits, oh God, because you say we're two or three, touch and agree. Whatever is bound in heaven is bound in the earth. Whatever is loosened in heaven is loosened on the earth. Lord, we loose every disease, every stumbling spirit, every witchcraft spirit, soothsaying spirit, confusion. Because God, we love you. And Lord, we know you're able to help us. And we're going to stand in your will. So Lord, we ask you to bless them now and help them. In Jesus the Christ we pray, amen. Amen. You can always go back to the website, blogtalkradio.com. /JCI Ministries, or you can go to www.jciministries.org. God bless you. We're going to let the men of standard take us off. Amen. We're going to stand his will.